The artist Makar Vocha. The creator of this work, Makar Vocha, smuggled himself into his own picture. Do you see the tree to the right of the bridge in the south? On the left above it, two gentlemen in black top hats are strolling across the Cineplatz with umbrellas and artists' portfolios under their arms. They have their backs to us. The one on the right is Makar Vocha. He was an artist from Basel who painted portraits and landscapes on commission for wealthy people. At the age of 49, he embarked on an incredible experiment. He combined the well-known tradition of small format painting of landscapes and scenes from daily life with the new invented genre of the large format 360-degree painting. He spent 5 years working on this cyclorama. No wonder, considering the level of detail. On the ground floor, you will find out who Makar Vocha was and exactly how the tomb panorama was created. To the left of Vocha is draftsman Johann Rudolf Vollenweider. He was a friend of Vocha's, and he played an important role in the story of the picture. He kept sending Vocha news from Thun, for example, when a facade had been repainted. As a result, when the panorama opened in 1814, the public saw the latest version of the townscape. Makar Vocha did not portray just himself and his friend. He also concealed his initials in the picture. Have you found the capital M and capital W yet? Here's a tip. From the square, move the direction of your gaze to the left towards the arcades. Do you see the red and white striped door? Beside it, on the right, is a parcel, all tied up. That's it.